Hi everyone, welcome to Daytime After Dark tonight. Our special Tuesday night edition. Tonight we will be having the wonderful and sexy, handsome Jason Shane Scott. Try and say that three times, people. He will be here. So we are waiting for him to come. And, and let's see. Okay, you guys. You know him as X Wheel on, One Life to Live, and you know how much I had a crush on him. And also, you know, he's been on other things, and also he was on YNR for a while. So, which I'm so excited to have him. Please welcome Jason Shane Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, okay. Hi. Yes,
Hi.
I'm so
how
excited.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, good, good. Glad to be here.
Yes, I did have a crush on you when you were playing One Life to Live on Unreal. I cried for 3 weeks when you left.
Oh. Every day when the air showed or just continuously?
Continuously.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted
well,
you
I'm glad
back,
you got over it. I'm glad you got over it.
Well, eventually, because I didn't understand, you were so good on there, and how did you like being on there? I mean, you were so good.
Thank you. I did enjoy being on there, and, you know, since I've had time to reflect, I kind of realized my character was a little irregular in the sense of, like, I got thrown right in with a bunch of veteran actors that had been doing it for a long time, and then I also had a mix of working with new actors and, you know, younger, more my age, and looking back on, like, the history of the years I was on there, I really got to work with almost everybody at one point, which I find, which looking back, I see it's not that common always in daytime to have such a wide array of storylines and with all different people. You know, I worked with everyone, you know, from Asa to, you know, to, you know, Erica Slezak, then, of course, our younger storyline, and then got close with Bob Wood's character. And so it's kind of cool looking back of how many people I got to work with and learn from at that time, you know?
Yeah, I love you and Robert Wood's chemistry on there. I thought you were so good. And I just had your dad on.
Kale, yeah, I saw that. I saw that, actually.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I did have you.
Yeah,
yeah,
I loved
Kale
working
on.
With him, too. And I, you know, it was fun because I had my storyline was really dictated with, like, a close relationship with my dad and, like, a really close relationship with my mother. And I'm very close to both my parents. And so it was always nice to kind of bring that. And Kale was, like, a very natural, you know, fatherly figure when I got there. And he'd been... Not even just, you know, acting, but also, you know, welcoming me to the show. You know, young kid, and he'd been doing it for, you know, 25 years. So, and then Catherine literally took me in. Catherine Hicklin, who played my mom, Lindsay, literally took me in as well as, you know, as her TV son and son, and we became very close. So, I had a really close relationship with both of them. Both really good actors, too.
Yeah, because I had her on a couple of years ago. Doing the right before One Life to Live was leaving, getting canceled, I had her on, and she was not happy about the cancellation at all. You know, you and Jessica Morris were great as brothers and sisters too. I loved your chemistry with her, and I always want you to be paired. You know, I always want you to be paired. You know, I liked you and Jessica for a while. You guys were really good. And
Yeah, no, when she showed up, we had a lot of different stories going on. And it was kind of interesting because they bring our family members on one at a time. Before you knew it, everybody was like a Rappaport. But kind of same thing, you know, like it's interesting on, at least with us in New York, we were a little more, you know, you go to work and you're there for all day, every day around these people and you live your life in this little Manhattan city, you know. It's where I think out here in Los Angeles, I think people work on daytime. You know, they come in, they shoot their thing, they all go home to their separate parts of the city or what have you. So everyone became really close. With Jessica, she was a young, you know, only a couple years younger than me. So, like, we kind of looked out for her like a little sister, same way Kale looked out for me, like a son, you know, whatever. So kind of hopefully maybe if you saw some of that, maybe it kind of translated in to us kind of like, you know, looking out for them in real life as well and kind of being brotherly, I guess, which is ironic because I literally just finished filming a movie with Jessica about 6 weeks ago. And we are but brother and sister in that.
Can you talk about that movie? Oh, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's called The Wrong Roommate, and it's I'm the wrong roommate, not to give anything away.
Oh.
And basically, she's a woman who takes going through a tough time and brings on this roommate to live at her house, and I become actually evil, and we become, like I said, we're definitely not brother and sister in this one. We get sort of involved, and then people slowly start getting killed and missing, and it ends up I'm really, really a very wrong roommate, very bad guy. But, yeah, it was interesting working with her again, because time flies, and I mean, it'd been over 10 years since we worked together, you know?
Mm-hmm, so will this be on Lifetime, or
they're hoping for to be a TV movie in some capacity. As we shooting it, thinking that it's hopefully would be on Lifetime, best case scenario, and if not, another cable company, or definitely, you know, out there somewhere. It's a really good little script. We have Vivica A. Fox in it, Dominique Swain, like a good little cast. So,
wow.
Hopefully we'll get a little attention. William McNamara. Yeah. So worked with Jessica again. We just finished about 8 weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you love football, and you know you played baseball, basketball, and football, and you know, did you ever want to go NFL?
I mostly played football. I think like technically it's listed that I've played baseball. Baseball is like a really interesting story. I never played baseball my whole life. I always played football, and you know, you go from football to basketball and then baseball to the spring. What would happen is I'd get so close to all my friends in the fall playing football, and then baseball would roll around, and all of a sudden all my friends were busy playing baseball, and I never had anything to do in the spring. And so And I always liked it. I just didn't start young, and it's a really hard sport to pick up when you're older. And so finally, when I was my senior year, I decided to, like, just work out really hard all in between football and baseball, and never playing a single game in my life on a team anyway. And I actually made the team and played only my senior year. And I got hit by a pitch 17 times, which at the time was like a school record. So that was about my only claim to fame. But at least I made the team, and I got 1 year of playing baseball, and that was good enough. Football was really what I focused on my whole life and played since I was 7 years old and really had a chance to go to college and all that. But I also really, really wanted to act and move to Los Angeles and get that going as quick as possible. And I knew I could go play college somewhere, but it would have to kind of go like a smaller school route first, then hopefully a bigger school. I'd really have to keep on about 40 extra pounds, and I felt comfortable being, as much as I loved it, I kind of wanted to start my adult life, and I felt like if I really, 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 really pursued it, I could have maybe had some form of a career in it, you know, so much of that is based on size and speed and not getting injured, but I also knew that if I wanted to pursue showbiz, you don't really have much time to waste, so I kind of put football on hold and kind of lost a lot of weight and moved out to Los Angeles instead of enrolling in college or going to play anywhere. But I had talked to some really big schools, and I hold, at the time, I don't know if they still hold, I hold a couple Nevada State records, and we won state championships, we went out on top, so it was a lot easier to walk away.
Well, yeah, I think it would be a little easier, but who's your favorite football team now?
Favorite NFL team is the New York Giants, partially just from living in New York. And then I just really love their coach and how they always play hard. Their team is always sort of the same makeup. They always are really a tough, solid team, even when they don't win. But I'm more of a diehard NFL football fan in general. I will watch any two games or any 13 straight preseason games or anything. I always pull for the Giants. I like Eli Manning. A lot of people don't care for him, but I think he's gutsy, and I like how they play, and I like that they, I like all New York sports teams pretty much.
I'm a Seahawks guy, a Seahawks fan. Yeah, but I'm not over the Super Bowl from last year. I'm still not over it. And also, you were in one of my favorite movies. You were also in Duty Deeds. I liked the fact that, you know, you were in Starship Trooper. You know, that was really good. And Scrubs. I loved you on Scrubs. And what were you on Young and the Restless? Because, you know, I remember.
Well, that was a really odd scenario. I was brought in to play this character named Chad Gibson. And I went in for the day, and my storyline, all I know to this day is my storyline revolved around sports gambling. And I went in for the day, and I was supposed to be a character that mixed it up between, I don't know his character name, Josh Morrow, and who was, Sharon Case, I think his wife at the time. This was years ago. And I was supposed to be in between them and an old flame of hers or what have you. And I went in, and I was supposed to be brought on and everything and did the interviews and all that stuff and met with the CBS and all that, and then never kind of went back. And I ended up finding out through the grapevine a little while later that it really just had to do with the sports gambling storyline. And they just nixed the entire story and decided to kind of pull it after only airing one episode. So it was really strange. Yeah, it's probably one of my strangest experiences in showbiz.
You never know.
You think, I thought I was going to work for months and possibly years. Like, that's how it was pitched to me, you know? I only thought about it's been so long. I mean, this was like 9 years ago. So otherwise I was, it was a very odd situation.
You know, yeah, because when I saw you on there, I got so happy. And then when I didn't see you on there, I'm like, what? You know, so I got a little mad.
To be honest, it was a pretty awkward situation. I mean, I went on talk show and everything promoting that I was coming on the show, and that wasn't my doing, of course. That was the network. And we did interviews, you know. I mean, this story was supposed to be a pretty big story, and there was, you know, this character was supposed to be around for quite a while, if not years, you know. So we did the whole promotional thing. I went to events and everything before the thing actually aired, and they just kind of kept saying they were figuring out the story, and then they just never moved forward with it. And so since my guy had already kind of aired as that, I could never really be on there anytime after that as anybody else. So it was kind of a very weird situation. I actually bring that up sometimes when I tell people about how showbiz is crazy and you never really know until you know.
Well, yeah, and there's a rumor going around, and I want to ask you, I know your girlfriend, Lindsay Hawley, who I love, who's so sweet. I'm not talking about your personal life here. Okay, maybe a little bit. But I hear you might be on Queens of Drama. You say or not say?
Well, this season that just aired, I was on the show of a handful of the episodes. And
yeah.
Towards the end of the year, we were on it quite a bit. as far as the next season, we just don't know what's going on with that yet.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I hope you're on there more because, you know,
yes.
this my and if you wouldn't mind telling Lindsay about the show, because, you know, when you tweet everyone, she has so many tweeters, and I would
yeah.
love to get her on because I have been a big fan of hers for probably as long as I have been of you, and when I found out you guys were together, I'm like, oh, I called it. Because I know this sounds crazy. I miss math Hollywood people, and you guys are on my radar. And what else are you doing? Are you doing anything else right now?
I just got back from Buffalo a few weeks ago. I filmed another TV movie. They don't same situation as the other one. They're not sure where it's actually going yet. And they have a different name for it, but I don't think they're going to call it that. It was called Trial, but that was with Jamie Luner, who used to be on Melrose Place, and I think All My Children.
Yeah.
And also a great actor named Stephen Brant, who, if you guys saw him, you probably know of his work. He's done a lot of stuff and was just recently on Secrets and Lies on ABC. British actor, great actor. And Audrey Whitby, who is, I believe, on a Nickelodeon show or Disney show. The Thundermans.
So we had
a really good cast there, and there I actually play a dad of Audrey, who's 19 in real life. So it was really interesting for me to actually, you know, play the dad role, and I get killed in that one too. So, I shouldn't say that.
We didn't hear that.
It's no big deal. So hopefully both those TV movies will be out in the fall and by Christmas time, you know.
Oh, and were you on, you wasn't on, like, Divinity, one of those, were you? I thought you were, and maybe I was wrong. Like, have you ever been on the web series shows, like Divinity,
I did a couple episodes of The Bay this last season.
Oh, that's okay, yeah, okay.
I think those premiered, like, the end of last year. I was on that for a couple shows, a little quick spot.
Well, awesome. So, yeah, we have a lot of callers for you because everyone knows how cute you are.
Okay.
You know, and if you ever, we want you back in daytime. So, if you know, I will put out there for Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Borden the Beautiful. Would you want to come back at daytime?
I've always been willing to come back to daytime. Just kind of has to work out the right timing and character and all that, you know. I went to the Emmys this year, and it was the daytime Emmys, you know, through Lindsay and Queens of Drama, and it was kind of forgot how many people I know there, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, and Lindsay's great, too, so, you know, awesome. Okay, let me bring on some people, because everyone's waiting, and I don't want to be dead.
Okay.
954, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason. David.
Hi, how are you? Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I love your character on Will Rutherford on Why to Live. What has been your favorite storyline on Why to Live?
I'm sorry?
What have been your favorite storyline on Why to Live?
Oh, my favorite storyline. I don't know if you remember. There was a little part where there was a train crash, and then after that, I had to kind of go on the run with over to Ireland and then we ended up, like, traveling the road with a rock band throughout that summer. Jessica and Christian joined up with me, and they kind of kept me on the run for, I guess it was probably 4 or 5 months. I really liked that. I really thought that was fun. I thought we had, like, really cool different sets. You know, we had Ireland and Europe, and then we were across all over the country. We ran into, like, other new characters. And, you know, it was just interesting to kind of really mix it up. And I thought it was you know, we genuinely didn't know what was going to happen, you know, and every day, and we were ending up in, like, some little small, you know, cities. I think we ended up, like, in Canada and all that, and then, you know, Todd, that intertwined with, like, Todd's return, and he kind of, like, saved me with Roger Holworth and got to work with him, you know, for a few months during that time. So I think that was my favorite one. I mean, acting-wise, I really not enjoyed, but, you know, the storyline of losing our baby was probably the most challenging and ongoing. But by that time that we did the on the run storyline, it was nice to kind of have the diversification of this whole new storyline. So it was cool.
And what would you like to work with Phil Carey, Asa? And what would you like to work with him?
Well, the fan of old Hollywood, for me, it was like really interesting because he had some amazing stories. You know, he was part of, you know, making movies back in the studio system days, and he'd share all that with me. And yeah, he was an old cowboy. You know, he's a tough old guy. You know, but he was a really good guy. I was mentioned earlier, I was really one of the few younger actors that ever got to work with him and worked with him extensively, like right off the bat. And I think a lot of people were maybe a little fearful of that for me because he's such a veteran actor and, you know, and been doing it for so long. But he was great, and he offered me, like, nothing but advice. And I really actually cherished our time together with him. And you learn a lot by working with people that have been doing it, you know, since before you were born. It really kind of makes you realize how long you got to go, and really humbles you, and makes you also realize how long you can do this as a career.
But yeah, well, you are awesome. I'm like that. You're missed.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to ask David really quick or no?
No. I'm not that bad. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nine 110, you're on the air.
9-1-10. That would be me. That would be me.
You said you wasn't calling in tonight, Bobby.
Well, I decided at the last minute that I figured, what the hell, I might as well call in because I figured.
Okay. What's your question for
Bobby, the
Jason?
Usual.
Yeah, I'm actually follows Lindsay's account on Twitter, and I watched her on Passions and Days for a while, and she sent me a nice picture when All My Children was on Hulu, and I want to just say on behalf of her, and you can tell her that her fan in Fayetteville, North Carolina, named Bobby, says thank you.
Okay. All right, I will for sure. I'm sure she'll listen to this. So.
But I just wanted to say, other than the fact that you're being a good role model to her daughter, who is also Justin Hartley's daughter as well, I think that it's great that you actually have a wonderful girlfriend, because I read in Soap Digest the fact that she was happy with you and everything else a couple months ago. But I just wanted to ask you, having worked with people like Erica and were you on the show when Cassie was Blair, or was that after she left? She came, or was that after?
I'm sorry, with Cassie Kapila?
Yeah, who's now Eva?
Yeah, I was there when she was there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you wasn't there when Melissa Archer, who's now on Days.
When she just got there. Yeah.
Right.
Sort of
our last storyline. Yeah, because she's doing a good job over on Days. And I just hope that she gets nominated for a daytime Emmy, even though I won't spoil it for anybody until after. But I think really, no matter what happens with Serena the rest of the weekend and whatever over there, I just think she deserves at least a daytime Emmy nomination. Maybe not get a win, but at least anything. But I tell you, that was a good cast, and I was disappointed to hear that Dad and All My Children, Lindsay's show, got canceled at the same time, because. Anytime
yeah, it's a real
canceled,
bummer
and,
they did all that. Yeah.
Right. And then for the lawsuit to hit when ABC and Prospect Park butted heads, that ended the production on the Hulu version, it was just a little bit disappointing. But I just wanted to say that it was great talking to you, and I'll try to maybe tweet out to your to Lindsay tomorrow morning and just tell her that I got a chance to talk to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bobby.
Awesome, right. Awesome, Bobby. I will put you on hold, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, David.
Hi, Carly. You know, it's funny. Hey. I never really listened before, because everyone usually, when we have our conversations, Bobby and I are often talking almost at the same time. I never really realized, now I know why you keep confusing me and Bobby together whenever we were both on the line at the same time. I have a voice twin.
Thank you.
Myself.
Yeah, you guys are. You owe me an apology,
but
I never realized I had a voice before. It's actually kind of unsettling, but cool.
Yeah, so, did you have a question for Jason?
Well, first of all, Jason, refresh my memory on who your character is or was on One Life to Live, because I came in watching near the end of the series, and I've seen a couple of things beforehand here and there. I've caught up on other things later when it was on SoapNet, and I'm praying that eventually that Pop will pick up, and the Pop really is starting to become the new SoapNet. Now SoapNet's gone now. I mean, we've got 3 out of 4 of the current soaps up there. We've got Dynasty on there now, and all these other shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really becoming the new SoapNet. And I hope that they'll get One Life to Live and all my children on there, and we'll have all our old soap stack on there, even if they are.
Oh yeah. God, did you have other question?
Yeah,
because
well, like I said, first of all, refresh my memory on who your character was.
I played Will Rappaport in One Life to Live. If you caught it near the end of the series, and it was really a couple years before that.
I remember that character now. I also, by the way, have met Catherine Hickman before. Lovely woman. Lovely.
Yep. Yeah. So it was her son and Cale Brown, and then Jessica Morris, Jennifer Rappaport's brother.
What was the most unique storyline you've had to play?
Well, I was saying earlier, the most unique was probably one when I was on the run for about 6 months at a time. But right when I first got there, I guess the most unique one would be that Jessica Buchanan, Aaron Torpy's, and, you know, dad and my mom were married, but then we started seeing each other on the show, you know, so that was pretty, I guess you call that unique.
That's the one thing about soaps is you can't say that it's not ever dull.
Yeah, or unique.
I mean, just think about all the storylines that Erica Slezak had to play as Vicky on the show. I mean, Vicky's gone through I don't think there's any original parts in the woman. She's had so many.
Yeah, I know. I remember when I was there, they would always say, oh, well, back here when I was this person, I'm like, wait, how many different personalities have you been over the last 20 years?
That's one of the things that, you know, I'm sad to say that we don't have because they're not on the air right now. Some of the stuff is pretty ingenious.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, hopefully, like you said, I mean, hopefully something like Pop, you know, can, I think with some bringing on, you know, One Life or, you know, All My Children or something like that, it might be hard to kind of pick up a spot of where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Airing the series, you know? I think when you have, like, a prime time, like, Dynasty or when you replay Young and Restless, or I think they're doing Days now.
They're playing the current episodes of Bold and the Beautiful and Days of Our Lives and...
Right. And Queens of Drama. Don't forget about Queens of Drama.
Oh, yeah. Drama.
And hopefully airing again soon.
it's literally becoming the new SoapNet, you know. And I think that's really cool. I actually watch Pop surprisingly a lot. I mean, I watch what's that show? The Big Brother After Dark.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother After Dark, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a really big interest in daytime. They actually produced the Daytime Emmy Awards this year, and
mm-hmm.
you watched and you saw it was a really big turn.
Yeah, okay. Boyd, David, did you have any more questions? Hello? Guys? Hi, you guys. Are you on there? Hello? Jason? Hey, Jason? Accept call. Hey, Jason? Yeah, we are having technical difficulty. I don't know why. Just hold on for like 2 seconds and then try back in. I'm going to try back in myself. Bye. Seven five seven one five six five.